Dave.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. There you go. Your dial set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Today, we're broadcasting live from the farm. Monday at 5:30, we've got a meetup. Experimenting on our military with Joyce Riley, live teleseminar. And then the following Monday, Dr. Judy Wood will be with us, live and in person. She's going to be signing her book, a 500-page encyclopedia. And there'll be 2 hours at least of the most informative presentation, questions and answers about the towers, the World Trade Center. Where did they go? Dr. Judy Wood and I have planned 16 one-hour broadcasts on 9/11 science right here on USAPrepares.com. Information will be posted on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis are free. Just visit USAPrepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, and you will be able to listen to the podcast, download them for free. There are up-to-the-minute articles and stories on the website that we think you should consider reading. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Nathan is at the controls for the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Today, we're going to be doing something that needs to be done. We're going to be discussing personal protection, personal safety during a societal collapse. With me is your newest instructor, Skip Coriel. He's the president of White Feather Press. It's whitefeatherpress.com. We're going to be discussing the unthinkable. What to do when the law of the jungle takes over. Get ready. This information is information you need to know, but just thinking about it might be unpleasant for some. For those who cannot think about what we're about to discuss, those people have a lower chance for their own survival. Skip Coriel works as a full-time professional writer. He's published 9 books, and they are centered around personal defense and the Second Amendment and activism. Second Amendment activism. He's an avid hunter, a sportsman. He loves the outdoors. How avid? The last time we were on the phone together, he used a speakerphone because he was processing a deer. Skip is also a Marine. Welcome, Skip Coriel.
Well, thank you, Vince, for having me on. I really appreciate it. I think we're going to have a good talk today.
Skip, you know, regardless of what the news tells us, murders are on the rise. Violence is on the rise. And we hear of it almost on a daily basis. It's in the news. And, you know, it wasn't always like that. And I believe that we are spiraling down towards societal disintegration. And I believe it's been happening for the last 30 years or so, but at an ever-increasing rate. Are you also concerned?
Well, yeah, I am. I'm very concerned. You just mentioned a whole bunch of stuff there that's very, very relevant and that people should be thinking about. And, you know, I'm 56 years old now. When I grew up, we didn't lock our doors. We weren't worried about being murdered in our sleep. We didn't even think about those things. Our neighbors were our friends and our allies. Now, you don't even know who your neighbors are. They could be mentally ill. They could be drug addicts. You have no idea. And so, yeah, I'm very concerned about it. And I also own a company called Midwest Tactical Training where I teach concealed carry tactics. And anyone who wants to get a concealed pistol license would, you know, go through me in Michigan to do that. So, yeah, there's a huge rise of interest in that. My classes are always booked to overflowing now. Just tons of stuff going on, you know, at the grassroots level from, you know, everyday people like you and I. So, yeah, very concerned, and a lot of other people are as well, despite, you know, the news coming out of Washington, D.C. is everything's rosy, everything's good, crime is down, don't worry, nothing to see here, kind of an attitude there. So it's there's all kinds of stuff going on right now, and that's why my classes are so full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are those anomalies, Skip. I was talking with one of our instructors, Mike Knox, yesterday, and he and I were talking about the economy. And I proposed to him that in my belief, most of the businesses that are small businesses, shops, stores, and those kinds of things, not the anomalies, but for the most part, business commerce is down 75% for small business. And I think, and he agreed with me, and he travels the country, he does shows, and he's a really good guy. He sees it too. And so as we spiral down toward having less and less wherewithal, there's some who will do whatever they have to get what they need. And I can see that in the rise in theft, holdups, burglaries, break-ins. And it's not getting better, Skip. It's not. So if history is to be our guide, it seems to me that we need to be very concerned with our own personal safety.
Yeah, I personally don't think it's going to get better. I mean, you know, it's like if we're in a plane, we're in a crash dive. I don't think we're going to pull out. I really, really don't. I would love to be wrong on this one, mm-hmm. but I don't think that we are. And I'm, you know, I hope for the best, but I prepare for the worst. And my family and I, we've been preparing for the worst for about 5 years now. And that's my attitude. You know, we're prepared in every way that we can. In personal security, that's going to be, I always put that number one on my list. You know, food, water, you know, shelter, clothing, medical, all communications, all that stuff you have to prepare for. But I always put personal security at the very top because in my view, okay, without water, you're dead in 3 days. You know, without food, you know, you're dead in 30 days. Without personal security, you can be dead in 3 seconds. And so that's why I put that at number one, and it gets a big deal of amount of attention in my family. So that's why I put it at number one, and you know that's what I'm here to talk about today.
Well, let's start talking about it, and let's start with how much as a percentage would you say personal defense has to do with a firearm? Is it having a gun? Is that all you need? Because right here, Skip, right here in the studio, right now with me, I'm armed. And when I'm on my tractor, I'm armed. And when I'm changing my oil, I'm armed. And when I'm out feeding the chickens, I'm armed. But is that all it takes? Is for someone to just do that, or is it way bigger than that?
No. It's a lot more than that. You know, 90% of personal protection has nothing to do with the firearm. It has to do with your training, your attitude, your skills, you know, all that stuff that's between your ears. You know, it's called a brain. That's basically what it's all about. I mean, just because you own a guitar, that doesn't make you a rock star. I mean, you have to know how to use it. You've got to know how to play it. You've got to have the attitude, the skills, all of that stuff. And that only comes through discipline and practice. Practice, 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 perfect practice, discipline every single day. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're armed right now. I'm always armed as well. My wife, she's always armed. My personal strategy, basic rule of thumb, if you will, when I'm out on the streets, when I'm in public, within 2 seconds, I have to have a loaded gun in my hand, cocked, locked, ready to rock. When I'm in my home, I give myself a little more time. I'll give myself up to 5 seconds, you know, because it might be in a safe or whatever, usually not. But that's for me. And if that's the case now in a quote-unquote civilized world that we live in, you know, after, you know, the crap hits the fan, you're going to have to shorten those amounts of time from 2 seconds to 1 second, from 5 seconds to 2 seconds. That's just the way that it is, because the world is going to become a lot more dangerous, you know, when society collapses. So it's going to be really, you know, it's not enough to be able to have a gun. You got to know how to use it. I mean, I get people in my classes, they don't even know which end of the barrel the round comes out of. So, you know, you got to start from ground zero and just work your way up to get all these skills. I mean, these are skills that are required over a lifetime for a lot of people. And so if you haven't started, you're late. So you need to get started now and start from the basics and work your way up. But, you know, it's amazing what you can do in 8 hours. I'll have an 8-hour class, and in 8 hours I can teach someone to not be dangerous to themselves or society. But and basically you're just saying, you know what, here are the skills. You've got to learn these skills. This is the starting point. And what you do from here on out, that's up to you. But, you know, I can, if I have someone, I can mold them, I can teach them. But they've got to have that warrior spirit, that warrior attitude. You know, there's so many sheep in society today. And that's going to be the number one killer, is the attitudes that we have. People that are just not going to be able to pull the trigger when they have to, and as a result, someone in their family is going to die or themselves. So a lot to consider when you talk about carrying a gun, whether it's in a Teotihuacan situation or the society that we have right now.
Skip, I host a meetup every Monday night at a restaurant called Ziggy's, and I'm always armed, and they're used to me. As a matter of fact, they're at least 10% of those who come to our meetup are armed. And I've asked many times, and I've asked, you know, how many of you are armed? And hands go up, and I count, and, you know, I can do the arithmetic, and it's 10%. We come back. I'll tell you what a woman said to me when she saw me armed at Ziggy's. And then we'll continue on with the skills. And let's talk about what happens as we get into jungle law. Skip Coriel, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about the collapse of society and the survival. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Skip Coriel's with us, and we're talking about personal safety. Skip, I'd like to share a story with you. Every Monday, we have a meetup at Ziggy's. It's a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, and a lot of us are armed. And one night, a middle-aged woman approached me, and she said, "Why do you carry a gun?" And I said, "Well, it's my duty. It's my duty to protect my family. It's my duty to protect those around me. And if something bad happens, even you." And she was shocked. And she said, "Do you realize what a small probability there is that you will need that gun?" And I said, "Yes, I do. And I'm ready for it." That's my attitude, Skip. Do you think that that is the appropriate attitude, or would you like to refine that in some way?
Well, no, I think it is the appropriate attitude. I mean, so what? If one out of 10,000 times you go out, you'll be accosted by a madman. I mean, mm-hmm. you want to be ready when that happens. I mean, I grew up as a Boy Scout. I want to be prepared, you know. So, that's my attitude as well. There's a lot of sheep out there. You know, most of society is composed of sheep. And they have this attitude that I want to be taken care of. You know, there's danger out there, I don't want to know about it. And when I see your gun, it reminds me that the world is a dangerous place to live. And they instinctively know that they are not prepared to meet that danger, and should the wolf attack, they're going to die. So they don't want to be ready. They don't want to touch that gun because they're sheep, but they don't want to see you, the sheepdog, with that gun, because they live in denial. And the person who lives in denial during a grid down situation or a societal collapse scenario, they're going to die. Because there will be no more sticking your head in the sand, because the bad guy is going to be coming to you. You know, he's coming to town, and, you know, he ain't Santa Claus. So, you know, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I've run across that attitude myself a lot. But you know what? You know, when that grid belt goes down or EMP burst or whatever it is, when that happens, you know, it's basically, it's come to Jesus time. It's like, it's gonna happen. You're gonna have to live with it. You're gonna have to deal with it. And you know what? Sheep are born and bred for one purpose. That's to have their body parts processed into something useful by wolves. The sheep are gonna die, and the people who are prepared are gonna live. Black and white. That's the way it is.
So, Skip, in a societal collapse scenario, doesn't it seem that our traditional views, our conventional views, the way we've been taught, goes out the window?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it does. Because basically, you know, the way we think and live right now, you know, people are supposed to have an aversion to, you know, taking another one of their own species. You know, we're not supposed to enjoy that. We're not supposed to like it, okay? That's a normal person. You know, a psychopath, you know, they enjoy it, have no problem with it. They're totally desensitized to it. But for us, I mean, you and me, you know, we're parents, you know, brothers and sisters. We've got family. We've been raised, you know, to revere life. But the rules change when society collapses. Because right now we have everything about our society is man-made. It's artificial. There is a thin veneer of civilization that covers our society. And when that veneer is stripped away, it's law of the jungle. You know, it's dog eats dog. It's survival of the fittest. And if you are in a situation like that and you can't do what has to be done, you know, i.e. take another human life, you're going to die, or one of your family members is going to die. You're just going to have to change the rules of engagement. You know, the gun is going to be more important, much more important than it is today, because it's going to be more necessary in order for you to survive. Today, if you don't have a gun, you know, that woman is right. You can walk around and most of the time you'll be okay. But in a societal collapse scenario, you know, if you don't have a gun, you're just flat out going to die. It's like, you know, just pin a sign on your back that says, you know, sheep, you know, free meal here, because that's what it's going to do. Because you can gather all the beans in the world and all the water, but if you don't have the means to defend it, it's like, go ahead, you might as well give it up and leave your home, because if you stay, you're going to die. That is just the way it is. It's black and white.
Hold that thought, Skip. When we come back, we'll talk about the knock on the door that we all dread.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the help you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Skip Coriel is with us, your newest instructor. And he's the president of WhiteFeatherPress.com. And if you'd like to visit his website, SkipCoriel.com, SkipCoriell.com. So link on page one on the website under instructors at the bottom of the page where all the instructors are. You can find Skip Coriel. Click on the link. It'll take you right to his website. And his latest book, The God Virus. And we'll talk about The God Virus at another time. But Skip's an author. He's a publisher. And you'll find out more about him on the website. Skip, here's the scenario. It's dinner time. It's dark. There's a knock on the door. We open the door. There's a man, disheveled, dirty, and this is after the grid goes down. He's unkempt, and he says, I'm hungry. My wife is with me. Two other men have joined us. Our children are over there. We're desperate. We need food. Now it's our turn to say something or do something. Skip, that is many of our worst fears. Second to being having the door bashed in by the government. What do we do, Skip?
Well, that's a tough one. But I think it's definitely something you have to analyze and figure out before you get in that situation.
Agreed.
First off, you know, I wouldn't open the door. I'm assuming that we don't have extra food for charity. Is that the situation?
Yeah, the situation is you're right. We don't have to open the door. But the situation is we're down. We're down because we don't have much to go around, and that's all we have. What we have is dinner, and tomorrow's going to be really lean unless we can hunt or scavenge or something. It's not a good situation for us either.
Well, I'm a Christian. You know, I believe in charity, but in this particular situation, you know, you've got to turn that man away. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. I mean, you're going to have to, I mean, if you give away your food and then you look into the eyes of your children right there and say, I'm sorry, daddy just gave away all your food. We can't eat tomorrow. That's unacceptable to me. You know, my priorities in life are God, family, and country in that order. God comes first, then my family, then country. That man and his family and his companions, that's country. That comes in number three. If I have extra, I'll help them. But if I don't, I'm sorry. My family has to come first. And that's just the way that it's got to be, especially in a grid-down situation. Because you're no good to anyone if you're dead. You can't protect your family. You can't feed your family. You can't, you know, you prepared. You know, it's like the grasshopper and the ant story. You prepared. They didn't. And it's cold. It's callous. But if you're going to survive, you've got to survive as a family, as a team, as your own special forces unit. That family's got to come first, and that's just the way that it is. It's going to be that way, and you're going to have to turn that guy away. And if you won't go away, then you do what has to be done to protect your family. That's the way it's got to be.
And, Skip, that's precisely why we have this broadcast. That's why I got behind the microphone years ago, 3 years ago. I'm a farmer. I live on a farm. And I thought that if more of us are prepared for whatever we might need, whatever our lifestyle might be, then we won't have to go get what we need when we need it, because we'll have it. And therefore, there will be less glass broken, there will be less blood in the streets. So that's precisely why we're doing this. So we don't want that situation that we just described to happen, but it will. It will. I know it will. And that brings us to S3, the letter S and the number 3. And that's the new law, right? The law of the jungle. You want to talk about those three S's?
Yeah. Well,
it's rough.
It is.
We don't want to do this, but this is the reality. I'm not kidding. This is the reality.
Yep. Well, you know, the three S's. I mean, I grew up in a rural situation, and my parents, you know, were children during the Great Depression, and they grew up during World War II. You know, that generation was a more prepared generation. I mean, they were doing, by nature, a lot of the things that we're learning to do now. The three S's, you know, basically shoot, shovel, and shut up. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to dial 911 on a phone system that doesn't work? You know, it ain't going to happen. It's just you and the jungle. And when the jungle comes to your door, you repel the jungle. If you can repel, great. If they leave, that's better. If they don't, you shoot, shovel, and shut up. That's the way that it is. I mean, it's been that way for millennia. Why would it change now? Once the grid goes down, we are going back in time, not just a couple hundred years, but centuries and centuries. And everything will revert back to its natural state. And in its natural state, someone tries to kill you, you defend yourself. You know, I teach a sanitized version of Law of the Jungle in my NRA class because, you know, it's a little more politically correct. You know, and the NRA will say, you know, shoot to stop the threat. You know, I teach my students, you know, you stop the threat by causing massive tissue damage and blood loss. That's how you stop the threat. That's the way it is. I mean, if you brandish the firearm and they leave, great. But if they don't, you got to put them down. When someone is there at your door and they won't leave, your family is in danger. Family's got to come first, or else nothing matters. It's going to be a hard life, but hard lives make for hard men and hard women. You have to make that transition. It'll be a huge transition for some people unless you start making the transition now. I'm not saying don't be charitable. I'm not saying don't love people. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ teaches us to do those things, and that's the way I am. But he also teaches us that we don't have to be sheep, that we don't have to be defenseless, that we have to succumb to wolves and predators in our society. And in that grid down scenario, the wolves, they're going to leave that city. That golden horde, they are going to leave the city, and they're going to be coming to the farms because everyone in the city knows that food comes from the farm. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be visiting us. We have to be ready. We have to be prepared with an entire security plan to protect our families and what we have, our means of survival. That's the bottom line.
Skip, you've been on the radio many times, and you've been on national broadcasts. You're becoming known far and wide at an ever-increasing rate. And let me tell you something that happened to me, and I'm sure this is happening to you too. One of our instructors was talking to a woman who heard me on the radio, and she said, have you heard of this guy? And the woman who knows me comes to the farm, a family friend, said, oh, yes. Do you think that guy's right? Oh, yes. Do you think? Then the woman said, well, I know what I'm going to do. You know, if things get bad, I'm just going to Finelli's house. Now, so I think people actually believe that they're going to get a welcoming committee when they come to the farm because they have only listened but not taken care of what they need to take care of. The other thing is, I know a broadcaster who does a once-a-week radio show. I won't mention his name or where he broadcasts, but I've heard him say, hey, I got me a gun. I don't need to prepare. I got me a gun. This is going to be a bad day for everybody involved with those attitudes. With the attitude that this woman has, that she's just going to show up, and she's probably not the only one. And then this guy that he's got himself a gun, he's just going to take what he wants. That's Mad Max.
Yep. Yeah, that's for sure. You know, the woman that told you that, she's just going to come to your farm. You know, that's the way she was raised. You know, the last 30, 40 years, we have been raised in an entitlement society. She's entitled to whatever you have simply because she exists. She actually believes that. And for you to withhold that from her, is a sin in her mind. So she's not living in the real world. I mean, that's the whole point. And, you know, people are going to find out that they can do things they never thought that they could. Do we have time for a two-minute story?
Absolutely. We've got about, sure, let's do it.
Okay. Vinny, I was doing a private class, concealed carry class, and we were out on the farm, husband and wife team, and we'd been through all the classroom. We were out on the range now, and we were shooting. The man, he was shooting fine. The woman could not hit the broadside of a barn from the inside. And normally, I can watch someone shoot for 15 minutes, and I can say, okay, here's what you're doing wrong. Try this, try this, try this. I'm watching her shoot. She's not on the paper, but I can't see that she's doing anything wrong. And so she's getting really frustrated, and finally I called her off to the side. I said, okay, what are you thinking here? Why don't you tell me what's going on? And she was really frustrated. She says, you know, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I didn't want to take this class. I don't want to shoot this gun. You know, my husband made me do this. you know, so I can protect myself. But, you know, I'm a good Christian woman, and I don't believe in killing. And if someone were to try and kill me, I would just die. I would just let them kill me because I don't want to take another life. And I go, wow, okay. Well, I said, you know what? It's good that, you know, you told me that, because we don't want you carrying a gun that you can't use. But, you know, we've already been through 6 hours of class. We got a couple hours left. Why don't we just try one more thing? And she said, okay, fine. I said, what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I'm going to describe a scenario to you. I just want you to view it in your mind's eye and let it play out. She said, okay. I said, here's the situation. You're down.
Sure. We had less time than I thought. But okay. We're going to talk about what happened when she closed her eyes and you asked her to envision this scenario. Skip Coriel, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, SkipCoriel.com, SkipCoriell.com. Link on the website. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Thank
God you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm delighted to have Skip Coriel with us, our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. And he's been telling us a story about a training class where a woman was firing at the target and couldn't put a single round on the paper. And Skip didn't see anything that was obvious, that was wrong. So he invited her to close her eyes and envision or imagine something. Skip, what was that?
Well, what I had her do, Vinny, is close her eyes, and I said, imagine yourself a couple miles down the road at the gas station. You're pumping gas into your car, and another man drives up, parks his car next to yours, gets out of his car, walks over to your vehicle, and reaches in through the open window in the back door and unbuckles your one-year-old daughter from her car seat. He lifts her out of the car seat, carries her over to his car, opens the door, places your daughter in his car, and then starts to get in his car to drive away. And as I was telling this woman the story, I was watching her face. Her face changed. It got all tense and stressed out. And I just very bluntly said, I said, at that point in time, could you take another human life? And this pious Christian woman immediately said, without hesitation, I would shoot that son of a bitch. And the thing is, and then she never missed the target for the rest of the class. The point is, she had a mental block, and she was totally sensitized to taking another human life, but she had never really thought it out. You know, she just said, you know, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. But she hadn't thought it out. Now, what happens in this scenario? All of self-defense is scenario-based, and you have to think about those scenarios. In what scenario am I willing or able to take a human life, and when am I not? You know, we're going to live or die based on decisions that we make. But the people that we love are going to live or die based on decisions that we make. And we have to be very sensitive and mindful of that. And we got to think it all out ahead of time, because when we get in that situation, it's too late. There's not the time and there's not the presence of mind and the clarity to do those things. So that technique of visualization worked for this woman, and I think it'll work for your listeners as well, but they need to get started now before it's too late.
I could not agree with you more, and it really takes some thought, and I actually think it takes a family meeting to decide for a family that does not have a firearm or have each family member with a firearm, it actually takes a family meeting. And that's what I did many, many years ago. And I sat down with Mrs. Finelli and the children, and I said, okay, if we're in a situation like that, would you have the strength to take another life in defense of your family? And I said, if the answer is yes, we're going to proceed and we're going to make sure everybody's armed. If not, we are not, because that gun, that firearm, that rifle, that shotgun could be used against us. So the question is, do we have the internal fortitude to protect ourselves and defend ourselves from whatever the threat may be, up to and including taking a life or lives if we are threatened with serious bodily harm or death? And everyone in the family said yes, and everyone in the family is armed. And
yeah.
And we literally went through that discussion, Skip.
Well, everyone has to do that, especially in this day and age, and especially in a societal collapse scenario. It's going to have to be done. If you wait until it happens, you know, it's almost too late. You're really, hobbled at that point, because it takes a lot of training and a lot of skill, not just civilian-type skills, civilian self-defense skills, because in a grid-down scenario, you're talking about military-type skills that you're going to need. So you've got to get prepared now, and it should be part of your life, part of your mindset. That warrior mindset is something that we all can have, and I've watched thousands of times, in the people that I train, that transition from sheep to sheepdog to warrior mindset. It's incredible, and it's fun to watch, and it's very, very satisfying to teach people how to protect themselves and the people that they love. It's so important.
Skip, we're out of time, but we need to come back and talk about Sun Tzu and guns and ammo, force multipliers, camouflage, deception, and building a team. Is that okay with you?
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.